Welcome back to the Reading and Writing Podcast. Today, I'm interviewing Luke Miller, the creator of a new tool that can help writers with world building as they're planning and thinking and writing a new novel or story. Luke, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really happy to be here.
Great. Well, can you tell us about your creative tool, which is called Journey? What is it and how does it work exactly?
Yeah, absolutely. So Journey plays on the concepts of tabletop role-playing games. And so tabletop role-playing games like Dungeons and Dragons maybe is one obviously a lot of people have heard of, but there's a lot of other great types of tabletop games out there that use tools like cards or dice or oracle cards, all different kinds of tools to generate randomness and kind of simulate some of the randomness of the real world. But Journey is where a lot of those other tabletop games are kind of a more collaborative process. Journey is a solo role play game and tool where I would be able to sit down, crack open this game and utilize it as a kind of a framework for the imagination. The idea is that you would be able to sit down with your setting for, your novel, a story, a screenplay, a tabletop role play game campaign setting. Really any place that you want to explore in a little bit more depth and maybe zoom in on the details of different things for the process of world building. And it'll walk you through that process of kind of priming your imagination, stepping into the role of a person inside of this world that you're wanting to explore a little bit more and give you this framework to experience the world from a different perspective altogether. And so you would leave a session of Journey with what we call a traveler's journal, full of new inspiration, new ideas that came from this process. It's so far been a really exciting tool for getting more inspiration out of a world, even if it's a world you've explored a lot already. There's always more you can see and more life you can pull out of these places. And Journey was built to do exactly that.
And so what led you to create Journey?
Yeah, that's a great question. I have been a kind of a writer, a creative most of my life. I've loved writing. I am a voracious reader. I've been reading the Cradle series by Will Wright this last week, and I think I'm on book 7 and I started last Monday. I love reading.
That's great.
And writing is a obvious extension of that enjoyment. And I've been working on a couple different novel projects in the last year. I've tooled around with a bunch of novel projects over most of my life. I think a number of people might be able to relate to my problem of having a number of started projects that never quite seem to get there, because I personally love the process of world building, and I frequently get inundated with world builder's disease and get too excited about it. But I think with my relatively recent discovery of my love of role-playing games as a storytelling medium, I realized there's a world building process I've just always done as a kind of writer and creative that I always try to explain to people, and I always try to share it with people. And sometimes it just, you're trying to explain this thing you do in your imagination. It doesn't really make sense. And then I got hit with that bug of, I want to make my own game of some sort. I would love to make some cool, creative, interesting thing that people could play. And then it just kind of dovetailed together. I was like, I feel like I could maybe gamify my world building process a little bit, distill it down into a set of tools and processes that would be easy to share with other people. And it's clearly struck a chord with creatives of various different stripes. People have seemed to really enjoy the additional detail that this world building process generates. But for me myself, it's really fun as a writer, as a creative, to go back to some of my projects, to go back to some of my worlds and play through the same process I've created and just see the new inspiration that comes out of it.
And so as you develop Journey, how have you seen writers using the tool that you created?
Yeah, that's a great question. I actually developed the game mostly on my own, but obviously I had playtesters, I had friends, I had other contacts that helped inform the way it was built. And a number of the people that helps with that are other writers as well, because I wanted to make sure that, yeah, this game is fun to play. It is a enjoyable experience from a purely, you know, tabletop role-playing game perspective. But I wanted to make sure it would also be a useful tool. So I made sure to involve writers in the process other than just myself. And since then, I've gotten some really good feedback. I had a writer reach out to me and say that she has been struggling with a city that is inside of her fantasy novel. And she had this idea for a transportation system in this city. And she'd been kind of struggling with it for a while. She would look at it and be like, you know, I know what I want it to be, but I don't really know exactly how the experience would be. She didn't really have that exact kind of detail. And so she would look at it and then go work on something else and then come back to it and be a little frustrated. I'm not really sure how I want to put this together, but you know, it's that moment where you've got this really clear vision in your head of how it works, but to put it out on paper and to kind of massage out the details was challenging. She jumped into a session of Journey. She stepped into the shoes of somebody that was on the street in her fantasy city. And through playing through this game, one of the places that she visited was the transportation hub of this really fascinating transportation system. And by really walking through that process and using this framework to very logically walk through that process, she was able to see from the perspective of somebody in the city that might use that thing, a really great view of this process that really helps her nail down exactly what she's wanting. I've had other writers say, you know, I've had this idea of this place and I just keep coming back to it and it feels good, but maybe I haven't explored it fully. And they were able to go back and really dive deep into some of these details of these places that brought out new inspiration. And I've had people that, you know, like me, they just love exploring these places that they build. And they've had a lot of fun just maybe not for even a story, but to just go back and be like, wow, that, you know, this city was such a fascinating place and I didn't get to dive into it in the story much. I want to go back and see what's there. I want to use this experience of Journey to squeeze more out of that city and just explore it more because it's such a cool, inspiring place.
So is this strictly for fantasy and science fiction writers, or could any writer use your tool Journey?
Oh, absolutely. The experience of Journey, I do feel like lends itself pretty well to fiction. Just that idea of you're stepping into a place that you are creating from, you know, the ether of your own mind. But it does work really well for other genres, other types. I've had a screenwriter come and say that this thing he's been working on was actually really helped. It was helped by this process. And I think that, you know, the scale and scope is really flexible. Aside from genre, you can have it if your setting is as large as a galaxy or if your setting is as small as a single room in a building. All of the different pieces of Journey can flex to fit whatever your writing style is, whatever genre you're exploring, and whatever the scope of that setting might be. You know, obviously you get large to a certain point and you get granular to a certain point and you'll need to be a little creative. But, you know, I think regardless of what you're working on, I think it would be beneficial and it would work for whatever you're doing.
Well, you talked about your background earlier. I'm curious. Had you designed games before you designed Journey?
That's actually, this is my first game I've ever built. You know, I've dabbled in throughout my whole life in game design. I built a couple of video games. I've worked on just little creative projects here and there that have a lot of game elements. And, you know, in the last year and a half, I've really gotten into the realm of tabletop role-playing games, which is a multifaceted beast. And I always encourage anybody who is in the creative mindset to give them a try. It is such a cool medium to create and to tell stories and to play with other people. I've got amazing people that play in the game that I run that I met during the pandemic online. I've never met them face to face and they're amazing people.
How did you find them?
I totally stumbled on them on accident. I was in a Discord chat for a tabletop role playing game matchmaking tool. And this person put out a message and she said, "Hey, I want to run a game for new players. If you're interested, let me know." And I had been looking for a group to play with for 2 years. I had, you know, here in Sacramento where I live, I had gone to play in a in-person game and wasn't the best experience. Mm-hmm. And I've heard horror stories playing online where you jump into games with people you don't know. And sometimes they may be on a different, they'd be looking for a different experience than you are. I'll put it that way. And I just lucked out, and I've been playing with these people ever since, and I've had the best time. But the discovery of the medium of role-playing games was kind of a catalyst, and it brings together so many of the cool different creative things I like to do of software development and writing and storytelling. And it just, it all came together, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to make a game. I think I could do this with everything I've learned so far. And I like to think it went pretty well.
And so what game are you playing online with these people that you met?
We're playing Dungeons and Dragons right now. So we jump into a Discord chat, and we record it every week. We're not putting it out anywhere right now, but we have the opportunity to
play. And is it video or just audio?
So we have our video cameras on, so we can all see each other, because there's a lot of nonverbals and a lot of I feel like I would miss the reaction faces to the surprises I throw at my players if I didn't have their faces on video.
And are you the dungeon master?
I am, yes. We're exploring, kind of playing some other game systems. There's some really amazing, again, I encourage any creatives out there to explore the world of tabletop role-playing games, because even if Dungeons and Dragons isn't your thing, there's sci-fi games, there's horror, fantasy horror games, there's cosmic horror games, there's something out there for everyone. And all of the systems are different, to where it'll bring out different elements of creativity. It's a really fun experience if you could find the right group of people to play with.
That's great. Well, where can listeners find out more information about Journey if they're interested in learning more?
Yeah, absolutely. They can go to our website at graycastlepress.com. We have links to the various stores we're on. We're on, you know, Amazon. We're on DriveThruRPG, which is the big tabletop role-playing game marketplace. We have some freebies online for folks who like to play games or want to get a little bit more out of Journey. Graycastlepress.com is where they would want to go.
Great. Well, again, we've been speaking with Luke Miller, the creator of Journey, a new tool that can help writers with world building as you're planning and thinking and writing a new novel or story. And Luke, thanks for doing this interview.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on. It's been great.
Great.